want to do this text race because I think Laura might be the speed text champion of the world.
Are there set rules that we need to know about here?
Well, I think what we do is, like, you give us a sentence or a phrase, maybe, and then we both text it as fast as we can, right?
But does it have to be, can it be abbreviated, or does it have to be, like, full-on proper sort of English?
No, not like the text that you send.
Well, that's because I can't use...
Off of when you're 13.
Yeah, but I can't use predictive text. I'm sorry.
Therefore, I was having a conversation about this the other day with the ways that you send text. You are great, GR8, mate.
Yeah, but the,
well,
M8. Yeah, but that's quicker. Well, my fault, I'm down with the kid.
You do use text speak all the time, don't you?
Well, it's just quicker, and see, I can't get predictive text to work, so...
I know.
Laura, I can't work predictive text.
Yeah. Right, you can do this at home as well, just to see who's fastest. If you want to play along, then text the phrase to 81199, okay?
Phew, I thought they were all coming to my phone.
No,
I was going to say, don't give that out. Well, you can, I suppose.
Now, me and Laura are going to text it to your number.
Okay.
Which we've got written down here.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So you want
we both have to put the full number in as well, okay?
Okay. And you want a phrase, do you?
Yep. As soon as you finish telling us the phrase,
okay,
we've got to text it. Right, Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, Chappers, give us a phrase.
Hello, big boy, exclamation mark. Fancy a glass of white wine later.
Oh, I
full stop.
Work this phone.
Kiss. And then send it to me. Hello, big boy, exclamation mark. Fancy a glass of white wine later, full stop, kiss.
Is that the kind of normal message you would send?
It's the normal, it's the normal message I receive.
Is it? Wine later.
You all right there, Laura? Have you fallen? Oh!
No way.
Laura is first.
Yes. Oh,
very, very
fast.
Oh, a few seconds behind there, Scott. And also, I'm going to have to eliminate you because you didn't actually put the full phrase there. You missed the kiss off.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Right, those are coming in now on 81199. But Laura was by far faster than anyone else. This could be a world record for texting. She is well fast. She has so much practice, you see. So, like, any day, just wander through the office during the day, there she is with her feet up, just practicing how to text.
Also, not only that, but I think she's probably texted that phrase a few times before in her past.
Thousands of texts from you on 81199. We're having a little text race at the moment because I do believe that Laura is the fastest texter in the world, or one of them. Thank you, loads of you texted it, but none of you were as fast as her. Right, you ready to have a go then?
I'm ready to have a go. Is it me against Laura then?
Yeah, you're going to try and text faster than Laura.
Okay.
You won't do it.
Says who?
You have to text it to my phone, the phone that I've got today anyway, which is my flatmate's phone, all right?
Yes.
Right, you've got the number written down there, yes?
Yeah.
Now, we kind of need to up the ante a bit, I think, and maybe need some words that aren't in your predictive text. So I'm going to write a phrase down for you now.
Okay. There you go. Oh, do you want the pencil as
yes,
well?
Please.
That would help.
I'll write a phrase down, okay?
What are you doing, writing a book?
Just to make it a bit more difficult, that's all. Right. Here's the phrase. Basically, it's, you are a... Basically, it's the three most offensive words in the English language. Do you have them in your predictive text?
No.
Right,
they are in my vocabulary, though.
Let's start yet!
Okay, so
well,
you've
when
got,
are we meant to start?
You've got the phrase. Ready? Go!
Mother. Oh!
Pressure's on.
Don't try and put me off by making noise.
Come on. Come on, Laura. Remember, you're the speed king.
Come on, 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 come on. Don't look at me like that with your tongue in your cheek in a kind of cocky way.
Both sent it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was before you.
Come on.
Right.
Right, there's something I need to tell you, actually.
What?
I have a little confession to make.
What?
That wasn't the number for this phone.
What's the number for that?
You've both just texted that to someone else.
What?
Whoever texted that
It's someone you know. Let me just, ring the number that we sent it to.
Is it the boss?
Who is it?
Oh, God. Hi, it's Dave. I can't take your call at the moment. I'll get back to you soon.
No, 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 no.
Came off.
Was that whole thing, that whole feature, was just a ruse for me to send you are a to Dave Pearce?
Yes. I can't believe it!
And you were in on it because you haven't done it because you sent the phrase to me. So I've just checked my phone.
Now, how do I...
Oh. Maybe you should call Dave Pearce.
I'm not. This is ridiculous. This, after everything that's happened with Trevor Nelson and Brian Connolly, I don't need Dave Pearce on my case as well.
Oh, we have a laugh, don't we?
I have just called Dave Pearce three of the most abusive terms in the whole world.
I'm sorry, Chopper.
Yeah, well...
I can't believe we're still getting the hello big boy fancy a glass of wine later text off of an hour ago. You're not the fastest texter, but thanks for texting Radio 1 anyway.
I did think that might be the my mum trying to enter the the quick text competition, but as the one that doesn't speak points out, it's not all in capitals, so it can't come from a parent.
No, they do that, don't they?
Yeah, they can't get
it. Yeah, parents do it in capitals, grandparents don't switch the phone on at all.
Anyhow, I'm not talking to you.
Sorry. Has Dave Pearce called?
No, no word from Dave.
Any text from Dave at the moment?
Nothing from Dave, no.
People will be playing that game in the pub tonight, so do beware.